USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. As the G7 leaders impose new sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine, they're getting ready to welcome the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll be in Japan on Sunday after a stop in Saudi Arabia, where Arab leaders are holding a summit. The new G7 sanctions target about 300 Russian people and entities, banning them from the U.S. financial system. While in Japan, President Biden got an update on the debt ceiling talks. And on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is optimistic a deal is near.
I can see from our discussions, too, where everybody can get to, where this could raise the debt ceiling, take concerns what we have about our spending, take concerns about wanting to limit, save, and grow.
But members of the House Freedom Caucus want McCarthy to stop negotiating until the Senate passes a House bill that raises the debt ceiling and makes some big spending cuts. Senate Democrats say that's not happening. As we learn that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to make his White House bid official next week, what about former Vice President Mike Pence? He tells the Fox Business Network he knows the clock is ticking.
I think anybody who's serious about entering the race for the Republican nomination for president would have to be in by the end of June. So I promise you, you'll know our intentions before the end of June.
Pence also says he's not surprised that Disney is canceling a $1 billion expansion of its corporate offices in Florida. The plan had been to move about 2,000 Disney workers from California to Florida. Accused classified documents leaker Jack DeShera is due back in court in Worcester, Massachusetts today as the judge decides whether DeShera deserves bail. Prosecutors want the 21-year-old National Guardsman to remain locked up before his espionage trial. They are resuming the first round of the PGA Championship in Rochester, New York this morning. Darkness fell before on-course leader and tour rookie Eric Cole could finish. He's one shot ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. This is USA News.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
More than 100,000 people around the USA died from drug overdoses last year. That's the most ever in a single year. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says overdose deaths are starting to level off. They surged during the first 2 years of the COVID pandemic. The FDA's independent vaccine advisors say Pfizer's vaccine that protects infants from RSV is good to go.
In a unanimous vote Thursday, the panel agreed the vaccine efficacy data was sufficient. RSV, which is a respiratory infection that causes cold-like symptoms, is common in young children. The single-dose shot would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and would trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the fetus. It would then provide protection for about the first 6 months of a baby's life. A decision to fully approve the shot now falls on the FDA, which is slated to make a final decision in August. I'm Skip Kelly.
Google's agreed to pay $40 million to the state of Washington over misleading users about how they're tracked. The suit claimed that Google led users to believe they had control over how Google collected and used their location data. A tradition during final exam week at the University of Maryland may be on its last legs. For years, students would place items around the statue of Testudo, the terrapin that is the school's mascot, for good luck. Campus police say it's gone too far, and Testudo is now surrounded by mostly trash, including road signs and even a couch. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.